Well, I'm glad you guys are here. It's our positive points on aging. And we love having both of you coming in. Obviously, you both came in today because you wanted to be here for Brian's last Tuesday with you guys.
So we can rag him a little bit.
That was nice of you guys to both come in. I'll let Brian tell you, but he said he was pretty touched by that. So, yeah, anyway.
Yeah, you better get that mic on.
I'm getting a lot of heat, Kev.
Yeah, but they came bearing gifts. Yeah,
they came bearing gifts. That doesn't mean I can't be mad at you.
Yeah, they're not happy that you're leaving, but they did bring you a big care package of nice goodies. So that was very thoughtful very nice.
You will be missed.
I can tell you one thing. Brian got a big care package.
Oh, no.
And I don't see any French toast, man. I don't see any French toast.
If I could make French toast and get it here
serious,
warm,
man.
I probably would.
I don't see any French toast. I don't see any.
Next week, Katie.
Anyway, okay. I'll be back on my diet by next week, so don't bring it next
don't
week.
Don't bother.
Please don't. No, I'll be back on my diet. I'm still trying to figure out how to get back on it after Thanksgiving. How was your turkey day?
Turkey day was wonderful. My house.
Really good.
Yeah,
good.
Busy. All right, let's get into our business here. Of course, this is the Positive Points on Aging, and we do have Katie and Karen here from Oakleaf Village, and we want to talk about the next steps of recognizing things when you've got a problem. What do you do? Right. So let's talk about what the problems are, and then let's talk about recognizing them, and then let's talk about trying to solve them.
Yeah.
Okay, well, so now that we've had this last few weeks, we talked about traveling with people with dementia and your loved ones, then last week we talked about it. What do you see? What do you look for? So now the next question is that you've identified that there's a problem and that you need to do something. What do you do?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Talk. I can only say talk to everybody. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the hardest people to talk to are your family members.
Often.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, I'm in a blessed situation.
Yes,
and I know that we're the exception to the rule when it comes to this, because the horror stories that the two of you have told me with some of the people and the lack of communication that goes in to and if I'm wrong, correct me.
Right.
But it's not that all the siblings don't love mom and dad and don't love each other. They just all have their own idea of what's best for mom or dad.
And their own opinions of how things should be, and how it should go.
It's oil and vinegar, or oil and water when it comes to brother and sister thinking what they know what's best. For mom. And one of them's the one who's all, well, I'm just trying to fiscally this and fiscally be responsible about that. And then the other one says, no, you're just trying to make sure there's money left over for you that when they die, you get it. And it often comes down to money, doesn't
it? Or the one that doesn't come down very often and is in denial that there's something really wrong.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I live here with them. I take care of them every day. You come down for Christmas and you think you walk in and try to take over everything when you don't see what it's like.
The day-to-day life.
Day-to-day life. Yeah.
Yeah. It's tough.
Agreed.
Yeah.
You know, another thing, when we say we want to talk with our loved one, it's you have to be very encouraging with them. You have to talk to them just like they're a regular person. Don't talk down to them and saying, this is what we're going to do and this is how it's going to be. Because once you have those conversations, they're not listening anymore. It's just like talking to your child. When you fuss at your child, if you fussed, they don't want to do it. If you have a conversation with them, try to talk to them like a regular adult or a big person. When I was talking to my kids, that made a difference.
You had a very special relationship with your mother.
Sure.
Y'all could have the conversation about, Mom, it's time to move to assisted living.
Right. And we did.
Not everybody can have that conversation.
Right. Not everybody can, but sometimes you still have to, even if you can't, you have to find a way to do it. And we've talked, and when we get into the solution part of this discussion, I certainly know some suggestions, because you don't always have to be the bad guy. There's somebody that's willing to be the bad guy.
Yes.
And when you're saying the bad guy, I don't mean the bad guy like you're actually a bad person. You're actually the hero who's willing to take the heat from the person who's resisting.
Right.
So you're actually not the bad guy at all, but you're being the bad guy like the good cop, bad cop.
That's what I was going to say. It's good cop, bad cop. And oftentimes we tell people, rely on your physician. Now, I've said that to people, and the physician has just tanked and not helped them at all.
That's sad, because
that's horrible.
I think that's part of the job. I really do.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes doctors don't know either.
Yeah.
Right.
If you have a good relationship, like my mom's doctor, and we were on a first name basis with Rachel. She was wonderful to my mother for a lot of years. I called her in advance and said, I'm coming in. This is what I need you to help me with.
Right.
Anytime. It wasn't because Mom didn't trust me, because as you know, Mom trusted everything I said. I walked on water for my mother is what she thought. I could make no mistakes. I was one of those perfect kids to her, even though I'm a very flawed guy. But my point is, she thought my brother and that I, and even my sister, even though she's in Florida, you know, that we all walked on water. My kids, oh, they, you know, if I ever got in trouble in school, it was my baby boy, Kevin. Oh, please. He would never. Mom, you have no idea.
You have no idea.
Exactly.
Mom. Right.
But the point is, even if Mom trusted me and listened to me, when she heard it from her physician, mm-hmm. she had this thing about doctors where she put them on a pedestal.
Mm-hmm. Most people do.
Right. Mm-hmm. And because it was a long-term relationship where this doctor had never let my mom down,
right.
anything this doctor said was gold.
Right.
And so if I needed any reinforcement, I'd call Rachel in advance, say, hey, here's what's going on. Here's what I need you to do. And she'd come right in and make it look like it was her idea.
Perfect.
And boom, done. End of story. Well, if you think so, then obviously it must be true.
Right. And that's perfect. I mean, and that's the next one we wanted to talk about. Is talk to the physician. What are they seeing in the appointments? Are you going to doctor's appointments with your parents? And if you're not, you should be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And if you're not, then spend some time talking to the doc and see what they have to think. Because they may know something that you don't know, mm-hmm. but they're afraid to have that conversation. You know, HIPAA's good and HIPAA is bad.
Right.
But if your name's not on the HIPAA list, then they can't really have a whole lot of conversation with you.
And here's another dynamic that, and again, I'm not trying to put my mom's situation as the norm for everything, but here's something that I learned when going to doctor's appointments with mom and the doctor. My strategy changed over the years. Instead of them looking to me and saying, well, what's going on with your mom? I always backed off and let her first have her say and let her say whatever she wanted to. And then I'd be, okay, Mom, this is your opportunity. I don't think you're telling Dr. So-and-so the whole story here.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mom, you want to amend what you're saying? You want to add, or do you want me to get involved? And she'd look over at me like, what am I missing?
Yeah.
And then I'd start listing four or five things. And she'd be like, well, yeah.
And you don't think about it.
Well, some of it she didn't think about. Some of it I think she was embarrassed about.
Sure.
You know, and there's things that I've always talked about protecting the dignity of our loved ones. But when you're talking to a physician, I think dignity needs to go a little bit out the window. And honesty needs to be, because you only get so much face time with your physician.
Right. Yeah. And you have to be honest.
Yes.
Honesty is the best policy.
Yes.
And after you do that conversation with them, try to figure out what kind of care do all these people think that that your loved one really needs. And I say all these people, whether it's your siblings you're talking with, if it's your physician that you're talking with, get a consistent, what is it that you guys need to take care of her? Is it looking into placement? Do they need to go somewhere? Is there independent living that could be beneficial?
Right.
Is there assisted living? Or is it that in-home caregiving?
Right.
So it's kind of...
Which level of care? And if everybody's on the same page, that's going to make life a lot easier on mom and or dad.
Right.
Because the last thing they want to do is see their activity tearing apart the family.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And educate yourself. Because not if you've never done this before and it's your first rodeo taking care of mom and having to find placement or trying to get help... Educate yourself first before you have these conversations, because you need to know what you're talking about. And that's what we're going to talk about when we come back.
Good stuff. 8:45, let's get you the Fox Business Report. Katie and Karen, Kevin, Brian, all with you on the Positive Points on Aging. At the Point.
Mornings with Kev. In the Bark Fireside Studio, it's Kevin Cohen.
Well, we're about 10 minutes now before 9 o'clock. Thank you for being with us here on The Point. Really appreciate you listening in. It's our Positive Points on Aging, and really, really glad to have you hanging out with us. We've got Katie. We've got Karen from over at Oakley Village, and they're both in for a special reason, because they wanted to both be here one last Tuesday with Brian before Brian divorces me.
We're still not going to be happy about it.
Yeah. No, it's all good. But we've been talking about kind of a three-phase discussion here about identifying a problem and acknowledging it and then dealing with it and solutions to it.
Mm-hmm.
And so let's go back to where we were.
Okay, so we're going to talk about solutions, and this is going to make me some enemies, and I'm sorry in advance to those of you whose toes I step on. And doing your homework. If you have a loved one, one of the things that you can do is you can use a placement agency. Everybody out there probably knows about A Place for Mom. You also, there's Care Patrol, there's Assisted Living Locators, there's Caring.com. There's a bunch of those out there. And if you Google Assisted Living today, first thing that's going to pop up is A Place for Mom. If you're in the hospital, the social workers now used to, well, let me back up. They used to have a sheet with all the assisted livings in the area, and they'd give you that sheet and tell you to go look. Now they just say, oh, well, I'm going to call so-and-so, and they'll call you, and it's a placement agency, and they'll find you a place to move to. First thing, there's pros and cons. Placement agencies are good, except placement agencies only will take you to the places that they contract right. with. And I can assure you that there are a lot more assisted living out there than the ones that they contract with. Because a lot of companies, we are seeing a change in our industry. A lot of companies are saying, no, we're not going to work with these placement agencies anymore. It costs us too much money. We're paying a salesperson a commission, and then we have to pay these people money. Not going to do it. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people are not renewing contracts with placement agencies. So if you are working with A Place for Mom and they don't contract with Oakleaf Village, then you're not going to know about Oakleaf
right,
Village.
Right.
And so it is a good, simple solution, but it's also, remember, it's not always the best
solution. The very first time I went through this, I tried using that.
Yeah.
And I will tell you, I'm not looking to hurt anybody or disparage yeah. anyone. I will tell you, though, I would recommend against it.
Yep.
From a personal experience, yes. I will recommend against it. First and foremost, the reason you gave, which mm-hmm. is not only do they not give you options that are not contracting, they trash those that are not,
they contracting, are not
contracting with them.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. No, you don't. Oh, I've heard horrible things. That
you should never go there.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And clearly they're doing it because there's an agenda involved, and they get paid by the ones where they
right.
place.
Right.
And so I would just caution you. One of the things that I will say is this. I have had so many people that have said, hey, I need to call your folks like Karen and Katie, and back when it was right. Marsha, and get some advice. But I'm not going to be able to put someone over in Lexington at Oakleaf. Would they still help
me? Care.
Mm-hmm. You guys have taken so many calls. You did. I mean, my mom is another example.
Right.
I wasn't able to put mom in Oakleaf Village. If we had lived near you, it would have been a slam dunk.
Right.
But we didn't. We wanted to be
convenient.
Somewhere where I could go every single day to
yeah.
see her
yeah.
on my way home from work. And coming to Lexington on the way is not along the way from here on Millwood to Harbison.
Trust me, we know.
Right. So my point is, I went with something, but I talked to you about the place where I put mom.
Right.
And I asked you what you knew about him, and if you could poke around and ask others in the industry you knew.
Mm-hmm.
And you did, and you gave me some great information, and it ended up working out just fine. But the point is, if you need help, my friends here will help you, even if it doesn't have anything to do with Oakleaf Village.
Right.
They are here every Tuesday because Oakleaf Village is the proud sponsor of this, but they're here as a public service talking about these issues, and I'm the only one who even mentions Oakleaf Village. They don't. They're not here
did.
For – no, but I'm saying as a you don't
I
make
know.
This is
no.
not an infomercial
no.
for where you guys work, and I'm really proud of the fact that we do a segment here for 30 minutes every Tuesday where we're just trying to help people and we're not doing an infomercial. That's why this works.
Right.
Obviously, I do recommend Oakleaf because I've known the people over there for years, but that's not my point. What I'm saying is do your due diligence
yes.
because if you rely on one of these placement services, I promise you, you might end up in a great situation,
yeah.
but you also might end up in a disaster. But you're going to end up in one of those situations because they're getting paid to put you there.
And again, they don't contract with everybody.
Right.
And Google is a great friend. I mean, everybody
yes.
Googles
yeah.
everything.
Yeah.
And most of the buildings and facilities that you look at, you can look at their Google reviews. There are some that have 5-star Google
right.
reviews
right.
over in Lexington.
Only one.
And then there's some that don't have great reviews, and if you read through the reviews, you can see if that's reviews that are, if this is an angry employee that's doing a Google
right.
review, or
right.
if this is true family members that's doing a Google review.
Right.
That's a big deal for us. And,
well,
and
just do your homework, because my goodness, you know, you're actually putting someone you love and adore into
yes.
a new set of circumstances that are already going to be challenging just because it's a new environment. It's not their home anymore.
Right.
And so the last thing you want to do is put them into a situation where Ben Stiller is, you know,
no,
treating
no.
Adam Sandler's,
drink
you know,
your milk and you're going to like it.
Exactly. You know, we don't want one of those situations. You drink your milk and you're going to like it. We don't want one of those situations. So, let's just do our due diligence. That's all.
That's it. Talk to your friends. Mm-hmm. Friends are, we get a lot of word of mouth reviews from people who used to live at Oakley Village and from people who are there currently. Your friends know more than anybody else. Mm-hmm.
The churches. Your nurse, your priest, your rabbis, anybody in your congregations that you go with, they probably have an opinion. They probably have had family members, friends there as well. Talk to them. And it could have been something that they maybe seen 5 years ago.
Yeah.
And now that facility's changed. Find out.
Find out.
Ask those questions.
Right.
But after you've done all that and you've picked a couple of places to go to and you've narrowed it down, schedule a tour.
Mm-hmm.
Do not, people talk about, you need to walk in first and not have a tour. Well, that's all very fine and good, but if they're busy, you might not get seen.
Right.
We got two marketers at Oakleaf, and I have had to turn people away in the past or say, you're going to have to sit here and wait because I'm only two people.
Right.
We can only do so much. Right. And most people only have one person that it's marketing.
Mm-hmm.
So if you walk in and they're in the middle of a tour, they can't help you. Schedule your first tour. If you want to drop in the second go-round, that's another whole thing.
Right.
You know what you're looking for, and you know what you're getting into at that point. But if you really want to have an honest, good, solid tour of a community, schedule it.
Yeah. And then when you get there, start asking questions. Don't let the sales rep or the marketing rep just talk to you only. Have questions ready to go.
Sure.
You know, you already know that your mom eats breakfast at a certain time
right.
at home. Find out what time their breakfast begins and what time it ends. That makes a big deal. Breakfast is some people's most favorite meal of the day.
Everybody that we're talking about has certain quirks and certain things that you want to do and ask about because you want to say, I know she's already or I know he's already making a big adjustment moving into here. But what if I could at least make this something that they can continue doing or something like that? Hey, he really likes to work with his hands. What do you have, our activities?
Can he do that?
Right.
Can I have a glass of wine with dinner?
Right.
And simple things, but you need to ask those questions that are important to your loved ones.
Exactly.
And the worst thing in the world is to do a tour and have people just staring at you for you to just dish out stuff. And I don't like doing a laundry list. I really don't. I'd rather have people ask me questions.
Yeah.
Questions to ask, staffing ratio, staffing turnovers, training, how do they train? Do you have agencies in the building? And I'm going through this pretty quickly because we're getting towards that time.
Mm-hmm.
DHEC citations, they have to give you the DHEC citations if you ask for those. And then ask how they're resolved. Everybody has dings against them. None of us are always perfect. So ask how they resolve the problems that they had with DHEC. That's really, the resolution might be more important than the ding itself.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Do they have in-house physicians or can you still see your primary care physician? That's a big deal.
Sure.
Some families are coming out of state that are moving into these facilities.
Right.
They
right.
need to know who to go to.
Right.
Do they have that availability for them?
There's a lot more. We could do three shows on this.
I could do hours on this one.
Yeah. And we'll do more. We will do more on this.
Yep.
But if people want to find out more and they want to get a hold of you, what can they do?
803-808-3477.
Or they can reach us at oakleafvillagelexington.com.
I still don't trust myself to get that right.
You guys did great. Thank you both for coming in. I really appreciate
Brian.
It.
Bye, Brian.
Bye, Brian. We're going to miss you.
That's going to wrap it. Big show this afternoon coming up at 4 o'clock on the afternoon drive. For Miss Karen, for Miss Katie, for Brian, I'm Kev. Thank you for listening to The Point. Have yourself a great day and stay warm.
Mornings with Kev.